Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, if they want to call the show, you know, they can do that, right? 866-KPRZ, do we got that little phone thingy, sir?
Call now, 1-866-577-2473. The David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, what that guy said right there. Also, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. And follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because...
You are not authorized to access this area.
That's my handle. Good one right there. Ah, it's like a burp. That's kind of what it's like. Okay, so I'm not sure which of these to go into. I got one that's goofy and one that's destructively goofy. So I think we'll just do goofy because destructively goofy might get my blood pressure up. And that's all I need to be more uptight. Hold on, I gotta do my regular breathing.
You like some zenful music?
No. I don't like tofu and I don't like zen. I don't like zenfu either, just so you can know, which is zen tofu. I don't like that either. Okay, this story comes from Fox News, and you know, with the validity, I'm sure it's valid. They've written 5 stories on this, not Fox News, but other news outlets at this point. The Football League, for kids is now fining, F-I-N-I-N-G, not finding, but fining as in money, teams who win by too much. So if your son, or daughter is on, some kind of sports team, okay? Be it soccer or football or baseball or basketball or golf.
And who's in charge of this?
The league, the city league. I don't want to use their name because they're trying to.
Okay.
It's illegal. They're fighting the legal thing right here. But this is what's going on, just so you can know. I will tell you this. It's likely in the state of Washington, but I can't guarantee that. The Football League is fining teams who win by too much. Now, back in my day, did you play Little League?
Yep.
Okay.
Baseball.
And your boys play Little League?
They are still playing baseball in high school, yeah.
Okay, so they played in Little League, now they're playing in high school. So we had, in the early part of baseball, T-ball. Okay, T-ball. When you hit the ball off the tee, they had kind of a mercy rule process because they wanted everybody to hit and play when we were 4 and 5. When we were 11 or 12, there were no more mercy rules. They were gone. It was like, okay, it's time to compete, okay? You used to hit that thing off a rubber stick or a rubber cone. Now you're going to have to hit the ball from a pitcher, and if he's a lousy pitcher, he could hit you. So that's how it goes. Get in there and play. And that's what we did for years. In fact, we won the city championship. So, I mean, we're, you know, it's not I'm not unfamiliar to this process. But the idea that you could now receive a fine because your team scores more points than they should. Now, I want you to follow this process. First of all, the team that's going to get it the worst out of this, if this becomes any kind of retroactive, everybody thinks it's politically correct, is Ohio State. They're going to be, woo doggy, 72-0. You know how much mercy was in that game? None. Zero. How much? Zero. I mean, every time Ohio State touched the ball, they scored. Every time the other team touched the ball, they scored for Ohio State. It's like, come on. So what they're trying to teach kids is this. This is what they're trying to teach them. We want you to be neutered. We want you to be like a dog or a cat that can do nothing, positive or negative. Because here's the deal, what's going on. Let me tell you the problem. Let me explain to you why this is a problem. You think, well, why is that a problem? I mean, they're 13. By the way, they're 13 and 14-year-olds, so they're in junior high school, right? Aren't you? Your kids are 15, so they're in high school, right?
They're in 10th grade.
Okay. So 13, 14, that's 8th grade, right?
Yep.
8th grade, 9th grade kind of area there. All right. Here's what's going on. They don't want soccer balls in soccer matches. Okay. They don't want competition. So therefore, wait, everybody gets a trophy. So you didn't earn the trophy.
So everybody gets a trophy for kicking the invisible ball.
Yeah. Or everybody gets a trophy for basically for showing up to life. You get a trophy now. Okay. I have a strong disagreement with parents. Everybody not only graduates now in every single grade that you're in, which is like, how did that happen? But now everybody's the valedictorian kind of person or the best in the class. So there's no best in the class. There's no any of that. There's no competition. Let me tell you what there isn't. This is the big deal. There's no striving for excellence to be in charge or in the lead. There's no striving for excellence. Can I tell you what that produces just so you can get ready for it?
What would that be?
I'm going to give you a philosophical thing that's going to do. You're going to go, ooh, you just cooked my kugel in my head. That's noodles, by the way. You just cooked my kugel. Here you go. Ready? When you have no soccer ball, no competition, and no striving for excellence, you know what you have? No jobs in your country. That's what you have. You have no striving for excellence. You have no actual economy. You have no people seeking to do better, to make better, to be better. Everybody's being neutered. Bob Barker is winning the argument, only they're doing it to people. There's no winners and losers anymore. There's just all of us participants. Because, you know, 13, 14, and 15 years old is too young to have their little heart stomped upon and broken. Let me tell you what's going to happen right now. If a girl is asked out on a date by a boy and she says no, they'll be able to sue her. That's what's going to happen. You think they'll make it so that if somebody asks you something, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, that you got to do it. It's like, it's such a bizarre twist on how society is. They're trying to catalyze everything. And it's like, wait. First of all, you're supposed to have the best people doing the best. In fact, even in politician land, it's supposed to be the best of us, not the grittiest or the ones with the most money or the most fiendish ones. The whole country is being neutered. You can't win by too much. You can't lose by too much. Everybody graduates. There's nobody better than anybody else. We're all the same. There is no greater. There is no lesser. Boy, Jesus is in trouble because he talks about the greatest in the kingdom of God and the least in the kingdom of God. So he's in trouble. You can't do that. That'll become hate speech soon enough. Just wait on that one. And it's like, what? You should be doing your absolute best all the time. And especially, you should be doing it for God. All the time. The best that you can give. Every ounce that you can give. Do you know when you only give what you kind of need to give to get by? That's the difference between the offering from Cain and the offering from Abel. Cain gave an offering that was like, meh, there you go. Abel gave the best of what he had to God. And God honored that and blessed Abel. Cain got jealous and killed him. That's the solution for people that don't want to really strive for the best. We'll neuter everybody. There was a president that once said, the C students rule the world. You should consider that. It's a sad element to think of. No excellence, no striving, no doing the best you can. And people are like, no, we just don't want them pounding it in. No, you don't want people doing their absolute best for the full 60 minutes of a game or the full 30 minutes of a game. And that's wrong. And why would kids strive to do their best in school? Who cares? They're going to get into whatever school anyway. They might not get into Harvard or they might not get into Yale, but they're going to get into school somewhere. They have to. They have quotas. They have to let people who are smart and not smart in. That's the requirement. Or they don't get federal funding. Don't you see where this is going? This is what's killing us. This is what's hurting the country. We're all a bunch of averages now. It's like, what? I mean, where's the excellence? Where's the striving? Where's the best you can be element? What happened to that? Ouch. Try to be best because you're only a man. That's a good song, by the way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get off my soapbox. for right now. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be average.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
SDCCU has low mortgage rates. Apply now and get a free 60-day rate lock. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking, it's better. Subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Apply now at sdccu.com.
We adore our doctor. We've been with him since the kids were little. We'd like to say he knows us all upside down and inside out. So when we switched our healthcare to MediShare, it was a relief to know we wouldn't have to change physicians, like often happens with company-sponsored health plans. MediShare isn't insurance. It's Christian medical sharing. Thousands of believers who agree to share each other's medical bills. The cost is reasonable because members live God-honoring lifestyles. And our dollars are never used to support procedures we don't believe in. It's Christian. It's great healthcare. MediShare makes sense.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Kentucky or Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know you can reach the show in many different ways. You just got to think about how you'd like to do that. You can do it through email by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com, or not. You can do it that way too. Or you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, or not. Or you can follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because schmandel. Or not. That's up to you. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway, who will be in studio. I guess it's like Tuesday of next week, I think. Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday, I think. Excalibur Roofing, let's just talk about them, and you guys get to hear the commercials, but I want you to understand what's going on, especially because, you know, with the whole process of the rainy season getting closer, you got to be aware of what's going on, got to protect your roof, got to have the your roof covered. 20 years plus experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. The bottom line is, if you're looking for new roof construction, which could add great value to your house, old roof replacement, which means that the drops of water won't land on your head, or if you just need some general type of repairs because it's looking kind of poor, or you just need some help, it's Excalibur Roofing that you want to call. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Of course, you can go to excaliberroofing.com. But the key to remember for Excalibur Roofing is they're your knight in shining armor. I like that. That's a good tagline. All their estimates are free. Eric, totally cool guy. Here's the bottom line. Roofing issues, go to Eric. He'll be in the studio next week. We'll talk to him one-on-one, get to share a little bit of his testimony, just talk about you know, his knowledge and understanding of roofs and why he's the guy to call. ExcaliburRoofing.com or 760-743-8803. Dokey. And some people are like, Dave, you are all over the place. Boy, you'll cover this, you'll cover this, you'll cover this. And it's like, I feel like life is all over the place. Would that be an accurate statement? Is your life all in one perfect little bow? Is your life...
We call it a draw.
Exactly. Here's what people say. Have you ever heard this expression? I just want to get all my ducks in a row. I just want to get all my ducks in a row. You know what's happening when you get your ducks in a row? God's up there with his shotgun going, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. You don't get to have all your ducks in a row. You get to walk hand in hand with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you get to spend eternity with God. We get so focused on this life, we forget about the other life. And I love that. People go, oh, he's so heavenly minded. He's of no earthly good. Would to God all his people would be exactly like that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. We just covered Matthew 6, 31 through 33. And if you're trying to figure out, well, man, Dave, you did Genesis the other day, and then you did Exodus, and now we're going back to Matthew. It's wherever we're led, wherever we feel like we're going to go. I'm reading two different versions at the same time, switching off every other day, which is kind of fun. And one's in the Old Testament, one's in the New. This happens to be the New Testament portion. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34 says the following. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, I read that, and I have to think through this. I have to process this. My mind has to think through what's being said, what Jesus has spoken here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. We just talked about a couple segments ago about worrying. And a lot of people worry about money and then relationships and sex and children, housing, and then luxuries. And I mean, but a lot of it, paying the rent, paying food. I mean, that's a big portion of what's going on right now. But Jesus says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So the big don't from Jesus is don't worry about tomorrow. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say make no plans. Make no plans. He didn't say that. He said don't worry about tomorrow. If you want to make plans, that's fine, but don't worry about it. Don't stress out about it. You can make plans all you want, but if an atom bomb ends up in your nose tomorrow afternoon, whatever those plans were, they're gone. Okay, that's how that works. So my point is, you can make plans, but you're not allowed to worry about them. And you know what? One of the things that was something that I learned really long time ago that I hardly ever use because I'm not very bright is that Jesus said, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, you know, if you have faith as small as a grain of a mustard seed, it'll move. It'll get out of the way. But do you ever notice that sometimes you'll speak unto a mountain in your life and it doesn't move? It doesn't get out of the way? You want to know why that is sometimes? Because there's no real mountain there. Sometimes it's a phantom mountain. Sometimes it's fake. It's not genuine. Sometimes it's a fake mountain produced with unique lights by the concept of worry. And that's why it never goes away, because it's not a real issue. And so what happens for us sometimes is we get caught in that. And Jesus said, each day is tough enough. You've heard that expression, one day at a time. That's not just for people who have struggled with addictions. That's for every Christian who walks on the planet, one day at a time. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know if there's even going to be a tomorrow. We don't even know. There's no guarantee that tomorrow shows up. All you know is that you're in today, and you're not allowed to worry about tomorrow because we ain't there yet. That's kind of like that Abraham Lincoln statement, the old proverb with Abraham Lincoln, where he was talking and they said, how are you going to cross Fire Creek? He goes, I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. It's like, yeah. So here's the last thing I want to say, and then we'll take a break. But I need like a minute on this, and then we can break. Listen to this. Every day that you wake up, you get a dollar of faith. Just like manna. Every day they woke up, they got manna, right? They got manna Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, technically Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on Friday, they'd get a double portion because they had to keep the Sabbath. So they got, but every day they got fresh manna. You couldn't get manna on Monday and keep it over for Tuesday. You had to use manna fresh every day except for just before the Sabbath. Well, every day you wake up, you get a dollar's worth of faith. Every day you get a dollar. You can't use that dollar for tomorrow because it doesn't have the spending power that you can use for tomorrow. It's imagining it this way. If your faith is a dollar bill, you get the whole dollar for the day. But if you're trying to take care of the future with that same faith, it's like taking that dollar and getting 10 dimes and then trying to put a dime on each day in the future. What that means is instead of having a dollar for today, you only have 10 cents for today. And that's not enough faith to get through the day. That's why you got to do it day by day. You got me? Your faith is just like manna. Each and every day you got it. Each and every day you use it. You can't hold it for the future. It's a waste to try and throw it at the past. Use it each and every day. Use your dollar every day and don't split it up into dimes because it doesn't have as much power in it. Get it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what we're going to do.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today to ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Dr. Charles Stanley on his new book, Emotions.
Well, I've met a lot of people through the years whose emotions got the best of them. They don't have any real peace in their heart, and as a result, this cloud hangs over them.
Emotions by Dr. Charles Stanley, available at bookstores everywhere. KPRZ invites you to meet Dr. Charles Stanley on his book tour as he signs copies of his new book, Emotions, Saturday, October 5th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Warwick's Bookstore in La Jolla. Stay in touch at kprz.com.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Dog owners, you have to listen to this. We have exciting news for our four-legged wonderful friends. It's called Pet Refresh, a new patented revolutionary product that eliminates dog itching and odor. You heard it right. Eliminates dog itching and odor. Pet Refresh is so easy to use. You simply spray it on and the itching and smell are gone. It's not a masking agent or perfume, and it gets right to the root of the itching and odor, germs. It's safe and laboratory tested, and it works. It really works. And once your pet is odor-free, you can spray it all over your home and car to eliminate those odors. Go to buypetrefresh.com. That's B-U-Y, petrefresh.com, and see what this amazing product can do for your pet and your home. That's buypetrefresh.com. You won't regret it. Come here, buddy. I love you. Atta boy.
just how ants and other insects like to set up picnics in your home when it gets hot outside? This is Sue Freeze from Ecola. When the heat goes up, creepy, crawly, and flying things like to cool down. In your home, ants, spiders, and a lot of other insects will start appearing, and that's unsettling. You might even discover nests of bees or wasps in your attic. But here at Ecola, our expert, experienced technicians know how to get rid of any and all unwelcomed intruders, even critters like mice and rats. So before they start to picnic in your pantry, call us for a free estimate or inspection at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. We use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods to get rid of creepy, crawly, and flying house guests. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. We always try to get off that first line. That's really funny. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm looking at the weather. Man, it's nice. I'm telling you, it's nice out. I don't know how the road. She said yesterday, my wife and I were watching some local news, and the lady's like, get ready for the roller coaster weather. Everything I've seen is saying nice, nice, nice. You know, it's like, wow, I must be missing something. Traffic. Let's see. What time is it? Well, you know, it's about 27 minutes after 3 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. Yeah. It's kind of like midweek traffic.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Isn't that from Fifth Element? Is that?
No, that's actually from Rush Hour.
Oh. I thought he was
Chris
funny.
Tucker and Jackie Chan.
I thought he was funny in that Fifth Element. That was
good too. You know what's another good movie? Paycheck.
Paycheck. Did you get to watch that yet?
I did.
Congratulations.
I'm going to be on a paycheck high for a long time now.
It's a great ending, isn't it?
Oh, I love the ending.
The ending is really good. It really does. I mean, the movie's decent. It's decent. It gets better. The ending, terrific.
If you're thinking about watching the movie, take it from me. Don't take 8 months to watch it.
Eight? In your dreams, you mean like 9.5, right? That's like Obama going, it's been 6 years. I don't know. You lied, Noah. Anyway, I'm just... See, that's how silly that stuff is. Okay, so every once in a while, we always have a character that pops back into the news that everybody thinks, why? you sit there and you go, why? Why?
Well, if it was Bill Clinton, at least it would be interesting. I have a feeling, though, it's not Bill. It's not Bill.
Nope, not. It's his sidekick, Elgar. Like Igor? Elgar.
I'd rather take Igor. Can I take Igor instead?
Well... Here's what Elgar has to say. He is telling people to condemn deniers of climate change, to condemn them like they should condemn people who don't agree with gay marriage. They should not argue, discuss anything. They should condemn them. Here's the guy. Now, this is the best part about this guy. He absolutely refuses to debate anybody. He will not go in a venue that is not 100% pro his position because he's made $430 million from it. He's not a dummy. You know, here's the guy that's like, it's all about climate change. By the way, I'm going to sell Current TV to the people that produce more oil than anybody in the world.
I know why he won't go in a debate. Here we go. It's very, very simple. He's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, this is an absolute... And then no facts. Every time you point out the facts, that comes from zealots. 2 + 2 = 4. Zealot! Wait. Hold on. If I stick my head in this revolving door, it's going to get smashed. You zealot, you! Well, wait. If I try to stop this Mack truck with my teeth... That could hurt. Zealot!
I bet you Susie could, though.
I don't get this. Can you get this stuff? Do you understand why they...
They accuse people because they call them zealots because it takes the attention off the truth.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to make a statement I've never made before on this show, which is not unusual since I do that almost every show. Here's the statement. Ready? I believe Al Gore is one of the most pathetic fake prophets America has ever produced.
Agreed.
And that's a strong statement. I believe it's true. I believe he's actually a false prophet, and I think it's pathetic. And I think that anybody thinks he's anything less than a false prophet has no idea what's going on.
Unfortunately, you know, and no disrespect if, you know, people are listening to this and they've kind of fallen to that boat, but he's duping a lot of young people.
He made a boatload of money. I'd like to have that jet. We're not going to burn
the jet that's not good for the environment, you mean?
That's a great way to travel, though. Hey, look, he used the system, used it well, bilked it well. And now he just doesn't want to have the debate. 15 years of evidence that's to the contrary on climate change. 15 years. That doesn't matter. I gotta figure out that system. How do you get to just go, I don't care? You know, it's like, you know, hey, you were going 123 miles an hour, Mr. Spoon, in a 15-mile-an-hour zone. I don't care.
Just imagine had the election gone the other way and Bush would have lost.
I don't think I'd be doing this radio show right now. And I'm pretty sure America would be like, well, they probably had 10 more attacks. I mean, the way that is. But okay, here's the thing I will say. Everybody has the right to their opinion in this country. I agree with that. And I do as I do a lot of pointing fingers for people who are in public positions. If you hold a position that the earth needs to be treated like with kid gloves, I just simply refer you to this. God called earth his footstool. Work through it. It's in the book. That's my spot. See, I can't help you. God called earth the footstool. Oh, you don't understand. It's Mother Earth. It's not Mother Earth. No Mother Earth. You got to be nice to your mother. Not if your mother's a pain in the tush. Nope, doesn't work that way. So it's like this stuff is just so absurd sometimes. Anyway, so the last thing that I don't want to do this one yet. This is too funny of a story. What's our time? Are we on a break already?
It is just about break time.
It's about break time? Oh, we're done with the show? We're going home?
Oh, you wish.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Break time. You know, I got this DDD, and I'm just kind of hesitant to do it today. It's pretty intense, and I don't want people to get upset, but, you know, truth is truth, so we can't be compromising. So when we come back from the break, we're going to do a very intense DDD. If you're not comfortable with intense DDDs, change the station, because we're not going to change our mind. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, the temperature on the planet Earth and in the waters will be no different than when we started the show. The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Grace Trey aspires to more than just singing at her church.
I ask you to play it and you still just do your own thing.
I have my own style.
Every time we talk, it's a battle.
But when you chase your dream...
What do you want, Grace?
I want to blow people away with my music.
You sometimes have to choose between what you want...
I was born for this.
...and who you really are.
I don't think your problems are just with your dad. I think maybe you're fighting God. Just stop running.
Sometimes chasing your dreams leads you right to where you belong. Grace Unplugged, starring A.J. Mashaka, James Denton, Kevin Pollak, Jamie Grace, Chris Tomlin, and American Idol's Pia Toscano. Greg Smalley of Focus on the Family calls Grace Unplugged a moving and meaningful film that parents and teens should see together. Grace Unplugged, in theaters October 4th, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information available at graceunplugged.com.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, Robo Producer, did I leave my towel in there? Did I leave that on the chair? I did. Wow. See, people don't realize that I have a little towel with me. They think, Brian, can you grab my towel for me that's in the room right there? The reason I have a towel is not for the reasons that you would think. I do not have a towel because I sweat so much. And the main reason that I don't sweat so much in this studio is primarily because the temperature is 52 degrees. See, so when I talk, you know, it's like you can see, you know, it's like the frost coming out of my mouth or whatever. But I do spit a lot. I use the towel and then I wipe my face. And then but I'm really glad that Brian got it for me.
Sylvester.
I cannot answer that question. In all good consciousness. Okay. I got a tough DDD. Some of you are not going to like this. Some of you are like, oh, a tough one. Well, okay, but the first two were not tough at all. They were all about not worrying and trusting and following the righteousness, seeking the righteousness of God, his righteousness, which is Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. This one's a little different. This comes out of Exodus, so I'm going to give just the reference, but I'm not going to make Robo Producer to write down all the notes or anything like that. This is Exodus 23:26, and then the only thing you got to put by there, Robo Producer, Exodus 23:26 is days are numbered. Days are numbered. That's all you got to put down for that. Ladies and gentlemen, please take this with the intent that it is being communicated with. Exodus chapter 23, verse 26 says this, there shall be no one miscarrying or barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Ooh, what? There shall be no one miscarrying or barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Now, whenever I'm reading scriptures like this, I'm sitting there and I think, and I like to, when I'm doing my devotions, I like to like really concentrate on the words and the communication and what's being said. And I found that phrase, number of your days, to be quite challenging. Because what that says by itself is that we all have numbers to our days. In other words, there's a number of days we all get. For some people, they get 80 years worth of days. Other people get 90. Other people get 60, 50, 40, 45. And then obviously, you know, interspersed in between. But it makes you think for a moment, a little bit in the Calvinistic side on theology, that your days are numbered. And when you consider the ramifications and the passages, I decided before I would talk about this, I would do a little study. I went did a little study on some of the material that Billy Graham had taught earlier on and also later on in his life. And he does go with this, so I don't feel like I'm in completely empty company or anything like that. But there is an appointment for our lives. There is an understanding that the Lord obviously knows based on foreknowledge, because foreknowledge means to know beforehand. And Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 kind of nails it down in regards to the end of our days. It says this, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Great passage to understand that reincarnation is biblically incorrect because it's very specific what it says. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Once to die, not twice to die, once to die. Reincarnation, not possible because we only die once. Once to die. Once. One die. Die one. Only one die. No two dice, one die. Okay? No two, not one. Okay. But the key word is that it is appointed unto men once to die. That means there's an appointment for death. People don't like to talk about it. People don't like to say it. People don't like to, they like to just walk their dogs and watch their dogs kick their legs. But there's an appointment for the time of expiration. It's appointed. Now, there's some people that argue you can go ahead of time. It can be outside of the will. And I'm not trying to get into all of the separate nuances. I don't think that's true for everybody. I think there's a certain number of days. I think God extends it for some people, doesn't extend it, shortens it, terminates some people. Obviously, Genesis 38, Onan was exterminated by the Lord. Exterminated. God killed him. Okay? But there is an appointment for death. And you can't get away from that word. And people are like, no, 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 that can't be true. And then you just think, well, first of all, that is New Testament, Hebrews 9:27. And then there's Job 14:5. And listen to this passage in Job 14:5 before you have a problem with it. This is what Job 14:5 says. Man's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and set limits he cannot exceed. There's a determination in our lives, in the scope of our lives, in what we do in life. Now, you don't know what that determination is. You don't know what that appointment is. You don't know the number of your days. I don't know mine. I don't know the appointment. We don't know those things. But there is a point where if the Lord tarries, you and I will come to an end, and we will be done on this part of the journey. We will, as Jesus said in the Gospels, fall asleep until we are awakened again for the final, or the big finale for humanity, so to speak. But here is the thing that I want to say. Even though there's a number to our days, and it is appointed, an appointment unto man once to die, and that's appointed, and man's days are determined, what you can't do is let the devil take that type of information and twist you up so that you do nothing. What you have to do is just, you have to understand that our job, knowing that there's a number to our days, our job is to make the most of the time that's been granted to us. Our job is to make the most. Now, there's very few people, I believe, this is probably accurate, but there's very few people that I'm aware of that get on their deathbed and said, man, I wish I would have put in an extra overtime. I don't think that happens a lot. I do think there's a lot of people that regret not spending more time with family, with their children, with their spouses, parents, siblings. I think there's a regret that does take place as people come to the close of the earthly journey. But Ephesians 5:16 makes it absolutely clear how we are to walk this walk, knowing that we have a number of days, knowing there's an appointment unto men once to die, knowing that a man's days are determined. Ephesians 5:16 gives us the key in how to walk this walk. And it says this, making the most of every opportunity. That's what Ephesians 5:16 says. In fact, that's probably one I'll have Robo add to that line just because that's a good one. Making the most of every opportunity. Your journey, my journey, is not fully known by us, but it is known by God. And what the Lord does tell us to do, you can just try and escape it all you want, is to make the most of what time he has granted us. Make the most of every opportunity. There's a lot of people that get so afraid they do nothing. Do not be a person who is immobilized by fear. That is not making the best use of your time. Take risks. Take chances. Take opportunities that you think, I can never do it. Try it. You'd be amazed what God can do with a willing vessel. Make the most of every opportunity. Take advantage of that which is presented and ask God to open doors that you maybe have been too afraid to even ask for him to open. Because if God is in it, it can be done. And if God is for it, it shall be done. No matter how bizarre or off the wall you think it is, I can tell you from personal experience in the last 12 months, sometimes when you step out of the boat and walk on the water, you don't sink right away. It's amazing, but you never know if you never put your leg over the edge of the boat and take the step. Try. Make the most of the time God has granted you. Make the most of every opportunity. Can you say amen? If you're not saying amen, you're probably saying, oh me. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I've saved the best story for last. Why? Because Robo Producer and I like that. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Voices for Children is seeking volunteer advocates, or CASAs, to meet the needs of foster children. Do you have 10 to 15 hours a month to create a brighter future for a child? Learn more at an information session in Curtie Mesa on October 9th. Register at Voices for Children's website, speakupnow.org.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Here at the station and all around the city, the doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are getting a lot of attention. Their total knee replacement deferral program is gaining momentum with the results they're getting. If you have knee arthritis and have been wanting to walk better, get more activity or enjoyment out of life, then this new information may be just what you've been praying to hear about. Whether you're told you're bone on bone or surgeon after surgeon has said that knee replacement is your only option, there still may be hope. The highly skilled doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute are using laser-guided Hologic digital imaging to guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material right to where you need it the most to help your pain. There's so much science and research behind it, and it's been found to be so effective that it's covered by Medicare and most major insurances for properly screened arthritis sufferers. For your risk-free screening, call 800-204-KNEE. That's 800-204-KNEE or 5633. They're waiting for your call. Call 800-204-KNEE.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'll give you a quick traffic update. Looking lousy. It went from looking okay to looking lousy. I don't know what happened. Maybe people
can we get a car total?
There's hundreds and hundreds of cars, and you can't, I mean, you're really, it's just a problem. It has to be something going on because it doesn't, you know, it looks terrible. On the other hand, the weather looks great. So, you know, it's a 50-50 split. That's how I look at that. It's a 50-50
split. Maybe I should drive in the weather then.
Hey, that's a good one, dude, right there. A couple things to tell you. I don't want to bore you. No, you know what? That's really not the truth. I am really not concerned about boring the audience. That's actually almost a false witness. I'm much more concerned about boring myself because if I'm bored, there ain't no show. I'm done. You know, it's like, come on. So I don't want to bore me. I will tell you this, a couple of stories that have come off the press, and this is one of those things. Now, this should tell you all you've got to know about social media. Ready? This will tell you everything you want to know. Now, this is not this lady's fault. This is not this lady's fault, but somebody is responsible for this. Michelle Obama has she's got 5 million Twitter followers. Wait, 5 million Twitter followers. Get this.
Oh, I've heard this. This is great.
2 million are fake. 2 million out of 5. Now, I don't believe it's actually her fault. I believe the people that work in the war room, so to speak. I think it's all the social media people and all that stuff. But out of 5 million, 2 million, not real. I mean, are you following that? So this is a part of me thinks that the social media thing, there's a lot of lying going on. There's a lot of dishonest. I mean, first of all, you got people posting things that are completely dishonest, completely false, completely untrue, hiding behind anonymous names. They found out people were doing reviews on restaurants that lived in Pakistan and the Netherlands, who had never been to the restaurant. Come on, man. If you read something, make sure you understand it's got to be taken with a grain of salt. I will tell you, I lived in one place, and I read a comment on there, and I wrote on that comment, this comment above is false, because they were saying that the place at the gym was closed and the management was rude. It's like completely untrue. I'd been to the gym every day. So I know that was a lie. And so I just called them out and just said, that's a lie. Everything that person's saying is not true. That's how you go. Not Michelle Obama's fault. Just keep in mind that social media, there's a lot of lying going on, a lot of non-truth. Okay? be aware of that. Finally, to close it out today, because we only have like 2 minutes, just so you can know, guess what day it is today? It's National Comic Book Day. You gotta like that. National Comic Book Day. I mean, that's, I mean, are you kidding?
Maybe there should be an animated version of Dr. Seuss's poem, Cheese.
That's not a bad idea either. Hey, did you watch that new Marvel show?
No, I missed it. That was actually one that I wanted to see.
Oh, we watched
it. It's kind of cool.
We watched it.
Kinda, yeah, it takes place, because Agent Coulson's still alive, so it takes place after or before the Avengers.
Well, no, actually not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It tells you that they faked his death. Or he died for 8 seconds and came back. That's what it is.
I'm even more hooked in.
You got to see it. It's part of it. It's a continuation.
Nice.
It's like a build-in to the next Avengers. It's like, how bad is
that? I'm already hooked, and I haven't even seen it yet.
On this day in 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female justice of the Supreme Court. On this day in 1789, 12 amendments were added to the Constitution. The first 10 of them became the Bill of Rights, for those that do not know that kind of stuff.
And the Democrats ignored all of them. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
forget that. Listen to this, though. The furniture store in 1775 was captured by the British. Right here, it says Ethan Allen. Isn't that a furniture store?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Ethan Allen. Ethan Allen was captured by the British. Apparently, they had furniture stores back in 1775. Who knew? Who knew? This, I think, is very interesting, and I do like this one, by the way. Willie Mays, in 1965, hit his 50th home run, making him the oldest player to do it at age 34. 10 years earlier, at 24, he hit 50 home runs. So he hit 50 home runs when he was 24. He hit 50 home runs when he was 34, 10 years later. I think that's cool. And then we'll close out with this. On this day in 1690, the first newspaper ever was published in America. It was deemed to be too offensive and ordered to cease publishing. I didn't know the New York Times was that old. Who would have known that? I didn't catch that. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you got to do. Have a good rest of the day, and then we'll get back tomorrow. We'll do this whole thing again, and we'll do it because it's fun and we can. And that's what we like to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. 22-hour break. We're coming back. And oh, by the way, replaying our interview with Weird Al tomorrow. Don't miss it.